الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، I want to remind myself and you that we are in the first Ashara of Dhul Hijjah, the days which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned for us that these are the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole year. And that ibadat and good deeds done during these days are of greater value than those done at any time of the year, including in Ramadan. And in the hadith in Tirmidhi, where he is reported to have said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the fasting of one day is equal to the fasting of the whole year, and the fasting on the Yawm al-Arafah is an expiation of sins for a year before and a year after, and that ibadat in the night are equal to the ibadah in the ibadah of on Laylatul Qadr. So I want to remind myself and you to make the most of this, to wake up in the night, to read Quran, to make salah, and to fast during the day, and to ensure that we treat these days and nights at least as much as we treat the last Ashara of Ramadan. It's common, and it has become Alhamdulillah a good thing that the people fill the masajid in the last Ashara of Ramadan, that they spend time in Taraweeh, in Qiyamul Layl, and so on. But these days of Dhul Hijjah, which actually are superior to those days, we seem to ignore them mostly. And I think it's important for us to remember that we do not do that. In this context, inshallah, we will talk about several things during the coming days, but today I want to focus on the importance of beautifying our salah, and that begins with the external of the salah, to make a proper wudu, and that does not mean using a lot of water, but it means to ensure that we fulfill the faraid and the sunan of wudu. And then when we stand for salah, to ensure that we perform all the actions of the salah properly. We know the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a man came into the masjid while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting there, and he prayed 2 rakat, and he came and said, "Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa alaikum assalam," and then he said, "Go back and pray because you have not prayed." The man went back and prayed and came back and said salam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned his salam and he said, "Go back and pray because you have not prayed." The man went back and prayed and he came back, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same thing. He said, "Go back and pray because you have not prayed." The man said, "Ya Rasulullah, that is how I know to pray. I do not know anything more. Please teach me." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then taught him how to do salah properly. See the teaching style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. I mean, he could have done that in the first instance, but he didn't do that. He sent the man again and again back until it became very clear to the man himself that what he was doing was wrong, and then he asked to be taught. And that's always a good way, because when a person is asking to be taught, then he is likely to pay more attention to what is being said. Second important thing to understand in this is from another hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba. He said, "Do you know who is the worst thief?" And they said, "Allah and His Nabi know the most. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The worst thief is the one who steals in salah." The Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, how can somebody steal while he's praying?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "To steal in salah is not to make the movements of the salah properly." And we see this so often, that a person will go into ruku and he will barely stand, and then immediately he dives into sajda. And the sajda is like the pecking of a chicken for grain, or like a crow drinking water. It's just 2 taps of the forehead on the ground, and then the person jumps up and stands up. Now this is not salah. See how shaitan plays games with us. He could not prevent you from going for salah, so he takes away the benefit of the salah by making you hurry in it, and by recommending to you that you do not do the movements properly, and so you come into the bracket of a person who is stealing in salah, and Rasulullah said he is the worst of those who steal. Also, Nabi told us that in sajda, a person is closest, a slave is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan makes us spend the least amount of time in the sajda. I'm not saying we have to spend, make long sujood, especially if you are leading for salah, you do everything in a median way, you don't make the sajda too long, but certainly in our nawafil, in the sunnah, in tahajjud, to make long sujood, to make dua in the sajda, all of this is sunnah, and shaitan prevents us from that, and he makes us do the sajda in a very hurried manner, and thereby we lose the benefit of the sajda, we lose the benefit of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, let's think about what do we say in sajda. We say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We could have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told us to say it in a collective way, Subhana Rabbun al-A'la, but instead we said Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So the all praise and glory is to my Rabb, Rabbi, who is al-A'la. Do we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say this? When we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, in ruku we say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Do we connect with this? When we say this, do we understand what we are saying? That we, this is a personal thing, that it is Rabbi, my Rabb. Do we have this feeling of bowing and making sajda before our Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb, my personal Rabb. It is very important for us to think about this and to ensure that we have this feeling of doing what we are doing, so that we get the benefit of that. I remind myself and you, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do this, to connect with Him and to use the salah to the best of our ability, such that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these salawat will be in our mizan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our imperfect salah, which is and to cover it with His forgiveness and His mercy, and to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.